This weekend is an annual nationwide event known as Big Sunday. It's such a big Sunday, it now lasts the whole weekend. It's aimed at boosting the numbers of Americans who volunteer in their communities. It began 16 years ago, started by a film writer who decided to channel his frustration over endless script edits into something more productive. Reporter Alex Schmidt has the story.
At Carthay Central Elementary School in Los Angeles, parent Teresa Dahl is organizing water bottles, T-shirts, and energy bars to fuel volunteers on Big Sunday, with the eager assistance of a bunch of kids.
Okay, you guys, we're going to unload some stuff for Big Sunday. We're going to come on Sunday and help out in the garden.
Carthay has a beautiful school science garden, which has been built in large part with the efforts of Big Sunday volunteers. 8 years ago, when Carthay first got involved with Big Sunday, Dahl had never supervised volunteers.
Prior to that, I'd volunteered with other organizations and events, but never had I actually hosted my own volunteer event. They give you all the paperwork, the release forms, so what would you say? It's like cookie cutter, you know. They give you the infrastructure so that you can host a successful event your very first time out the gate.
Big Sunday was born 16 years ago, the result of a screenwriter's frustration with his career.
If I'm writing a script and going to a meeting for the 8th or 9th or 10th year about the same script, well, sometimes you have to ask yourself why you're doing that.
Big Sunday founder David Levinson.
So I thought, all right, I'll do something to help other people, because if I go to, say, a homeless person is moving into permanent housing and I can bring in some furniture and I can set up the apartment, I don't have to ask myself at the end of the day why I did that. I know why I did that.
The concept for this day of service was to be a sort of gateway for anyone who wanted to help, seamlessly matching people with opportunities to volunteer that fit with their talents. Levinson started small in his synagogue. He thinks the concept spread because communications and technology have made tough times so visible.
People were able to see much more clearly this pain and suffering that some people have. And I think as we all become aware of that, there's just this natural reaction to want to help.
This year, 40,000 volunteers will be helping in 7 states, from California to Illinois to New York. And later this year, Big Sunday is going global with its first event in Australia. In keeping with the spirit of the day, many volunteers this weekend will be first-timers, like Julie Avey.
For me, I'm really big on community, and I say that I'm involved in my community, but I realized that what have I done for my community lately?
Avey is a member of the California Air National Guard. She and her colleagues are going to rehab a workforce center for homeless veterans outside Los Angeles. Carpeting, electrical, gardening.
Big Sunday says that anybody and everybody can come out. I can scrape the walls. I can paint the walls. I may not be able to actually make the garden beds out of wood as a woodworker, but I can definitely do my part.
Big Sunday isn't just about volunteerism. It's about building community, too. For the extremely reluctant volunteer, there's the Big Sunday Chill Out Express, a bus that drives around L.A. where people of diverse backgrounds can chat. And that's pretty much the whole activity. The price of admission? Donating a pair of new socks or underwear. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt in Los Angeles.